We're coming up on the end of peach season in Michigan. The Cheers team has taken advantage of that this week, using peaches as a key ingredient in a drink called the Tempest. Just for the record, this one is not a Cheers. Tempest in a teapot. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester Graham.
That is Tammy Coxon of Tammy's Tastings, and you've got a mammoth drink, a spirit today. Aren't they from, like, around Traverse City someplace?
Yeah, up north. I know they have a tasting room in Traverse City.
Okay, what's the spirit you're using?
So I am using their rum, but I put a little twist on it for this drink.
Okay, another rum drink. All right. Well, you've proved me again and again that there are ways that you can use rum that I will actually like. So I'm trusting you again. Why the rum? Why their rum?
Well, my inspiration for this drink was actually that it's peach season. And in my neighborhood, we have some shared peach trees, and they have been pretty bountiful this year. But a lot of them are a little bit on the wormy side or kind of small and not doing so great. So they're not necessarily something I want to eat out of hand, but I can totally muddle them up and put them into a cocktail.
Ah, and that's the muddling we hear then. Okay, so you've got muddled peaches and you've got mammoth rum. Where do you go from there?
Right, so I went looking online. That's my way to find recipes. I looked for ideas for peach cocktail recipes online, and I came across this one, which is kind of like a peach dark and stormy. Dark and stormy is a classic cocktail from Bermuda. It's got ginger beer, dark rum, and just a twist of lime in it. So this is kind of a peach variation, and it called for a spiced rum. And I went looking in my basement. We do have some great spiced rums from Michigan distilleries, but I don't personally have any of them. So I thought, what can I do with the rum that I already have? And I thought about one of my favorite infusion techniques. So we think of infusions as taking a long time, but if you infuse with tea, it takes hardly any time at all. And if you infuse with chai tea, then you've got spiced rum.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess you would. And that's what you did with this.
Right. So I just infused about a tablespoon of chai tea, loose leaf if you have it, or one tea bag if you don't, with 6 to 8 ounces of the mammoth rum. So you want an aged rum for this.
Now, you're not heating the rum or anything like that. You're just dropping it in there. How long do you leave it in there?
About 2 hours.
No? Okay.
So, you know, tea's made to infuse. So even when it's not hot, it infuses quickly.
And how do you make it?
So muddled up the peaches, and I used probably about the equivalent of 2 slices from a regular size peach. I used most of my tiny little mealy peach, but about 2 slices of peach, muddled that up, added 1.5 ounces of my spiced rum, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, and a couple dashes of Angostura bitters, which is just gonna add some complexity and some more spice notes. And now I'm going to shake it up with ice. And now that it's nice and cold and mixed, strain it off into a glass, either a tall glass or a short rocks glass, but one that's got some room for ice. But I'm not going to put the ice in yet. I'm going to top the drink off with 3 ounces of ginger beer first, then fill it up with ice. That makes sure that the ginger beer and the rest of the drink ingredients get mixed together.
I'm kind of interested how the infused chai tea will taste with the rum and everything else. So sipping time?
Sipping time.
All right,
let's
go. Let's do that. I'm going to be honest, all I taste is the chai and the ginger beer. Should I be tasting the rum?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, definitely the rum is in there. But if you think about a dark and stormy, Moscow Mule, a buck, all of those drinks really are about the ginger beer. Ginger beer kind of wins.
Okay. And there's a lot of it in there.
There's 3 ounces. A lot of it in here, but the chai definitely comes through. That spice note definitely comes through. The peach is in the background, but sweetening things up and rounding things out. I think this is a great patio sipper. Because you can't taste the rum as much, it might be dangerous.
Right. I'm going to check for the peach again. Yeah, okay. The peach is kind of like, it's in the middle there someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And you get hints of it. But it's not overwhelming. Like if you would have used a peach liqueur or something like that, that would have been too much.
Right. This is a very natural peach flavor, so it's not in your face. I'm not convinced that this is a rum drink that won you over.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about this, but I could understand why people would like it. So, yeah, it's pretty rare when you make one that I don't really enjoy. I'm glad I tasted it, but I probably would not have more.
But for listeners who are fans of a Dark and Stormy or a Moscow Mule, trust me, you're going to like this one.
All right, well, cheers.
Cheers.
Stateside for today. I'm April Bear. Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch up with you next week.